from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Hornet's Nest.
How quickly can we make them want to quit?
I think it's going to be an honor and a pleasure. Yes.
It might be neither of those things. I'm excited. Ronnie McLeod on his way into the studio.
Yeah,
I can see him right
go.
Now.
Let's go. Every
right
week.
Now.
Every single week.
I got Andy Flatter out here. This is good stuff. Now we're excited. Now we're finally excited here.
I said, how could you not be? We've got football. It's already Tuesday. The week has been shortened thanks to the Monday off.
Better believe it.
And we've got football. I mean, the day after
Browns
tomorrow.
Browns have an announcement at the stadium today. I have no idea what that's about.
And doesn't it feel
a great one.
It have the feel like football in the air outside?
People are speculating recklessly right now about it. This is good, solid stuff. This is good stuff. Finally. Finally, it's here. And now he's putting on his headphones. We welcome in Rodney McLeod. Hi.
What's going on? What's going on?
He is in the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios.
We just saw him outside. Made quick work to get him in here, situated, and just like that, we're here.
Yeah.
I'm Anthony, by the way. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How
nice
you
to
doing,
meet you. Might as well get the formalities out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Good morning. We ain't getting none of that done.
Well, we're annoyed. We're annoyed because our fans, normally this is fever pitch time, right? But it's been a little, it's been clunky getting through this off season, this training camp down in West Virginia, 3 preseason games, didn't get to see Deshaun. And now we're trying to wake people up like, hello, football is here. We've got a national big audience that's going to be watching this team on Sunday. And Tom Brady's doing your game. It's the Cowboys. I mean, come on. It is the freaking Cowboys. Our fans are so sick of hearing about the Cowboys. Every single day, the national media, Cowboys this, Cowboys that. We've got a guy in studio, well, behind the glass. He roots for the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's a Cowboys fan.
It's embarrassing.
Did you know that?
That's why he's behind the screen.
Yeah. He's a Cowboys fan. So much fun he is to be around. Rodney, first, thanks for being in here.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not an interview. I mean, you're doing a whole hour with us. You're doing a whole hour with us every Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I can't help but ask you some questions to start things off.
Wait, he's like a co-host now? He's just joining the show for the hour?
He's what you call the third mic. But he's here for an hour. So, that means he's got a co-host with us. That means we're going to have probably some very deep arguments. Have you ever heard us before?
No.
It's going to be wild. First thing is, why'd you want to do this? Why'd you want to jump in with us, of all people?
I mean, honestly, I heard great things. Have a good group back in Philly who's also connected to Odyssey WIP. So I feel like I was getting very similar vibes from the fan. And obviously, I've done some other interviews with you guys, but just felt like I wanted to dive into the media space, and this is kind of a way to get some good reps, but also talk some good ball with some good people, talk about our dogs and how things are going to look this season, and just, yeah, looking forward to just having some fun for every Tuesday.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, and everybody's excited to hear from you, but why aren't my fans excited about the football team coming through?
I don't know.
Why are they excited here?
I don't know. That's very surprising to me. I thought this is the time. This is week one. Who's not hype about football? You know what I'm saying? And then who's not hype about the Dogs? What we got coming into town this upcoming Sunday.
Well, for you, how does this week, how does the transition start to take place for you to get out of the mode of, all right, we're going to ease in, it's training camp, we're going to get our bodies right, make sure we're healed up from last year, to we've got a game to prep for, we've got an offense and a quarterback and game film to go over, and then to put a game plan together to actually start a season 1-0?
Honestly, I mean, I think for a lot of us, you know, we've been in that mode of competing against one another. So the competitiveness has been there, right? We just haven't had many opportunities to go against someone else in a different set of colors. And now, right, you know, this is that time where all the work that we put into this point is for this moment. It's for week one and you know, how many games, you know, we have after that. But it's not easy to flip that switch, to be honest with you. Like, it shouldn't take much to get you ramped up, to get you going for the Dallas Cowboys. We all know America's team. Coming into our home stadium, we got to take care of business. We got to deliver. We got to start this thing off the right way. So I'm not worried about us having issues or trouble being able to turn on that switch and get to work this week.
What are the differences in Jim Schwartz's defense last year to this year?
Differences, honestly, it's the players. I would say a lot of us are coming back into year two of a Jim Schwartz system. And just like any other scheme that you walk into, there's, you know, when you're first introduced, there's an adjustment that you have to make, right? Adaptability that has to take place, a learning curve. You have to understand all the ins and outs. And I think now everybody has a good grasp about, okay, what does this scheme allow me to do? And then how do I perform at a high level within the scheme? And I think that's where we've seen the growth from year one to year two. Like, guys understand their role. They understand the scheme that much better. And so that's going to allow us to play at a higher level than we did last year.
You've played under Jim Schwartz before. You're certainly familiar with him from the days in Philly. And then you see how he was all of last year. I'm curious, how was he after the playoff game? Because I can't imagine, you know, the way you guys were so dominant throughout mm-hmm. most of the season. And then just a rough performance in the playoff game against C.J. Stroud and Houston. How was he, and how did you guys in that room use what happened in the playoff game to make sure that doesn't happen again this year?
Yeah, we all understand that last year was a great stepping stone for us as a team, and then, of course, as a defense. You know, when you hold that crown of the number one defense, you know, you have to look at that and you appreciate everything that came with that. Like, that's not easy doings. And that was credit to everybody, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, players and coaches included. But I think, you know, for us, understanding that we did all that we did and still fell short of our goal, right? The ultimate goal is to host that Lombardi. And so anything shy of that is, you know, a disappointment. But I think we have to look at it and say, okay, if we thought we did enough, you know, you're mistaken, you're wrong. You know, we have to do so much more, right, to put ourselves in that position to be in New Orleans, because this game is very detail focused. It's a margin of error is that small. And so for us, how do we, you know, just get, you know, 1% better, right? Like, it sounds cliche, but how do you do that? And that's just a focus point of ours, is not allowing last year, even though we had success, not to, you know, continue to harp on that, but understand we have to reset. We have to reinvent ourselves. We have to protect the crown. In order to do that, we got to understand what it took. But honestly, we're going to have to push out so much more for us to go greater than, you know, go further than we did last year.
Was it your left bicep or your right one?
Left.
It was, so it tore?
Torn bicep, yep.
Describe the pain from 1 to 10.
honestly, the pain wasn't necessarily an issue. It was more of how it looked. It was like a Popeye like looking arm for a little bit.
Oh, until Popeye! I thought you said pot pie for a second. Like, I was like, what?
No, the Popeye arm, the good old lump in the bicep. That's what was going on as I looked down, and it was honestly pulsating. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I gotta check myself out. I don't think I'm be able to finish this one out.
How was the rehab for you?
Rehab was honestly a lot lighter than some of my previous injuries. Like when you go through an ACL injury twice, you feel like, you know, you can conquer anything, to be honest with you. That's not something I wish on anybody, but I've had the lucky experience of going through that twice. But the bicep was very straightforward. Got to it, worked hard, put myself in position now where I'm fully healed and ready to go.
You know, that's one of the things, and it's this is why it's great to have your perspective in here. We are, you know, with the fans, and we talk about injuries and players, and we always hear that surgeries are successful every time. And so when something like Jedrick Wills happens where he has the knee scope and everything, and then we don't see him and we still really haven't seen him, we start to speculate on these things. You talk to us now as someone who might want to, you know, be doing this down the road. Is it unfair for us to speculate on stuff with injuries and evaluate guys and their recovery process? Because we're not there. We're not there in the room, in the gym with these guys. We can be harsh at times. And I think, unfortunately, with Jed, you know, we're like, what's going on? Why haven't we seen him? Why isn't he the starting left tackle for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think every injury deserves his respect, no matter, you know, how big or small. And like I said, I've had my wide range of injuries from a pinky to, you know, I guess many would say, yeah, ACL is 9 to 10 months, but in actuality, it's probably a year and a half before you feel like yourself, right? And that's just the honest truth. But, you know, I think to the outside viewers, you know, we're all deemed as just warriors, right? Like, we're machines, and, you know, whatever the timeline says is what everybody anticipates. And honestly, we have that same timeline of our own, right? Like, why do we not want to play this sport that we love? Why do we not want to get back out there to help our team, to make a difference, and be that same, you know, guy that everybody said that we were? So those things are true, but just understanding within any sort of injury timeline, there's going to be ups and downs, and sometimes the timeline shifts. Things that are unforeseen take place, and everybody just has to give grace when it comes to that, and understanding that, look, man, we work, you know, our butts off, you know, for this game, and to, you know, put our bodies on the line for the greater good, the team, the mission, everything at hand, and to win. So, you know, guys like Jed, man, he's fighting, he's working. And when he feels right, confident, when he's able to trust, right, the injury that took place, when everybody feels, okay, you know, we're comfortable with putting Jed back into the starting lineup or whomever that might be, then, you know, it'll happen.
Now, obviously injuries are a big deal, but even more so than that, would be concussions. And somebody in your secondary, and he's one of the great players in the league, I think still criminally underrated, but Denzel Ward. Now, the reports were that he suffered his fifth confirmed concussion, and he's had a lot of times where he's been taken away just to make sure, precautionary reasons. Does he play the game the same regardless of any of this? How much does that even get talked about, concussions? You know, is it something kind of taboo to talk about, you know, behind the scenes?
No, I mean, you understand, and you've seen the shift in the game when it comes to concussions. You know, we're now wearing the guardian caps, right, where it was once given out to just guys in the trenches. It's now every player that touches the field, or, you know, in a practice setting, is wearing the guardian cap just for precautionary reasons. And they've also given us the choice, you know, to wear it in a game, right? Which is new. This is something we've never seen. You've seen guys like Jonathan Taylor in the preseason come out with it, and others. And I'm sure it will be a trend, you know, that will continue on, you know, forever. Now that football is around, just to protect the players, you know, our safety. You know, we know how detrimental concussions can be, not only in the short term but long term effects. And so I think it's something that the league has studied and realized, you know, the effects that it has, and has taken, you know, necessary measures to make sure that, you know, not only are we able to play this game as long as we can, but we're also available post-career for our families and to live, you know, a long, healthy life outside of the game of football. But, you know, my guy Ward, man, he's a warrior. And like you said, you know, I don't think he gets enough credit enough, you know, around the league. But I think everybody saw his body of work last year and understood exactly why we went as far as we did, is because, you know, he was also at the center of that. And I'm looking forward to him having an amazing season ahead.
Do you think the Guardian Caps work? Do you think they help? Tell me why.
I think they do. I think if you create any sort of layer of additional protection, right? I think first it starts with the helmet itself. You know, they've reconstructed the helmet plenty of times. It's not the old Riddell or Air helmets that we used to wear.
And you pick your own, right? You get to pick your own helmet?
They give you a list of preferred helmets, and also helmets that are now banned. So I know for myself, I have my own customized helmet where my signature lives inside. It travels with me from team to team, no matter what. It's molded to, you know, the shape of my head. And it gives a great level of comfort and also cushion and padding in there to absorb, you know, hits. And I don't know everything there is, but I know that honestly, the helmets today are a lot better for the job that is required to do in this league.
Rodney McLeod in studio with us, Brown Safety.
You talked about whether or not guys are going to wear it. It's going to look different for fans. Yeah. I mean, you're going to see.
You're like, what is this? Yeah, it's definitely a swag killer for a sec. Like, you know, I know initially I was fighting it. I'm like, man, I don't know. Because there's options. You either wear the Guardian cap or you can wear some of the newer style helmets, which doesn't necessarily allow you to have to wear that extra layer of protection because they deem that the helmet itself is good as is. I'm not really necessarily a fan of the new helmets, so I stuck to what I know, Guardian cap in practice, and then in the game, you know, I'm gonna opt not to wear it and then just trust in the good Lord.
So we said the 49ers are the most annoying team this offseason, because they had two players with trade rumors swirling around them.
Yeah.
And one was actively shopping it, and then it became, well, why didn't he want to play in Cleveland? Why didn't he want to be here? Does he not like Deshaun Watson? Does he not like the city? What does he not like about the city? To the point where, like, Amari had posted something on his social media there. How do players handle trade rumors when they're around? Because I don't expect you to be listening to every single rumor. In fact, I hope it's the other way.
Yeah.
But you can't help but be a part of that and see that as a guy who's been in the league, what, 12 years now?
It's 13.
13 years. That's a while.
Yeah. I think it's when the whispers start happening. If you were not told first or within like the first few minutes and you hear it from a different source, I think that's where the discomfort or maybe even distrust starts to happen within a player, where now you're wondering, like, you know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why is this occurring? Is this actually going to happen? Is it real, or are these just rumors that someone else has created? So there's a lot of mixed emotions that go into, you know, when you're in that conversation of being traded, because now, you know, as a player, you're wondering, okay, do they not see value in me? You know, at this point in time, you know, like, what has shifted or, you know, created this rumor, I guess, more so than anything.
Yeah, think of the Saquon Barkley and how that actually played out on camera because of the hard knocks. Mm-hmm. And so you see how, you know, trust can erode within an organization or from player to organization. Like, it is something you've got to be on top of as a team, because you start allowing that stuff to fester, it can mess a team from within.
Yeah, very true. It definitely can affect the continuity within the locker room itself. And like I said, even that player having a certain level of emotion that now he doesn't know, he doesn't feel maybe valued, so his now buy-in to the team can also shift as well, which can, you know, have just a domino effect in other areas. So, you know, you got to be mindful, very cautious in how you proceed with that. But I think, you know, first and foremost, it's just about just transparency and honesty as much as you can. A lot, just getting out in front of it.
What's the shirt you're wearing right now?
Weta. Best.
Did you realize you were putting that on today?
I did. I thought it was very fitting for this segment this morning. This is a little tribute to the defensive back room shirt that I had made last year for us.
You had made it.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy Dreamathon, my man Bruce. He does a lot of these t-shirts. You'll see, like, Deshaun has worn a few. Does the vintage graphic tees. So I got a lot of different faces on the front, a lot of faces on the back. This is the whole defensive back group last year that touched the field, as well as the coaches. You gotta include the coaches in there too. B Lynch, Banda, JA. Shout out to the squad.
They gotta do a poster business with this. I don't know if you are old enough to know, did you
He's 34
have,
years
well,
old.
That's what I'm saying, though. There seemed to be a big drop-off. When I was in school, we had the posters. I mean, we had the Bash Brothers from baseball. We had the Bo Jackson poster, and you had them all.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to make a comeback.
Yeah.
They need to make a comeback big time, because, like, that shirt, that would be an awesome poster.
Nah, for sure. I'm surprised. Like, you guys, you gotta decorate the
studio. Get us some.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bring in whatever. I'll do it. I don't care.
Those are the good times. You know, that's the era that I grew up in. So this is, just a tribute to our works, our efforts, and our mantra. you know, that's what we break it down on every day.
Are you guys are known as the group that talks the most trash in the secondary?
Mm-hmm.
Is that by far in the NFL, or are there other groups that you know do a lot of talking?
I think it's a DB walk and a way of life, you know, to be honest with you. There's a lot of secondaries that I'm sure do a lot of trash talking. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes with the territory. You know, when you step out on that field and you're on that island, you know, you have to have a certain level of swag about you and confidence from within in order to, you know, step up and defend some of the best, you know, out and do it at a high level on a consistent basis. And that's what, you know, we displayed last year. You know, the guys, the emergence of, you know, MJ, G-New, and Ward, man, the trio is special. And then, you know, you pair that with, you know, the safety room, you know, myself, Grant Delpit, Juan Thornhill, you know, young guys stepped up for us, Ronnie Hickman, shout out Rock, D-Bell, man, it was everybody contributing, you know, Killer, Cam Mitchell, you know, at nickel. So it really, you know, for us, like I said, you gotta walk with confidence. You gotta have that swag about you, and you see that from the way that we dress to, you know, the handshakes, the many celebrations that everybody continues to discuss and talk about in Cleveland. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot more of that this year.
I mean, you can talk, but you guys back it up, and you clearly have gotten under the skin of some teams, like, I don't know, Cincinnati. You're in their heads. I mean, it's so clear, and I hope that continues. And, you know, that's turned into a really nice rivalry, if not a war. And I imagine that's got to be a lot of fun, not only that you guys can be loud, boisterous, dance around, but that when you play those guys, I mean, you leave it out there and you prove it every single time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you have to, you know, not only talk the talk, but you got to walk it. You got to live it. You got to breathe it. And so, you know, it's one thing to claim, you know, you're the best, but it's another thing when you go out there and you put the work on display, for the world to see.
All right. Power ranking time. We do three when we do power rankings. I want to go the three quarterbacks that you are most concerned to go against, or the ones that you respect the most that you go against. Hit the music if you can. Never heard this, so you got to go 3-1 or 1-3, whichever way you want to go. Top three, go.
Mahomes. Who else is on?
I wanted you on the spot on purpose.
Lamar.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go... Let's just go somebody in the NFC. I go my guy, Jalen Hurts.
Why in the NFC? Why does it have to be someone in the NFC?
I just wanted to, you know, show some love elsewhere. I could have stuck within the division. Joe Burrow obviously is one as well that has showed up from year to year. And that group that you spoke about earlier is a very talented one as well.
Media trick, you ready? Why didn't you say Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott. I respect Dak's game. And based on his performance last year throughout the regular season, he is one of the top tier quarterbacks in this league. You know, he ran that offense at a high level, high efficiency. Every stat possible, you know, he was on the top. So I have a lot of respect, but you just said top three. So those are the quarterbacks that came to mind.
What does a quarterback do that separates? What does one of the great quarterbacks do that separates themselves? As a defensive back, watching him, studying him, what do great quarterbacks do that separate themselves from the rest?
Honestly, I think it starts with minimizing turnovers, right? Like, you know, somebody who respects the ball and takes care of the ball is huge. And then one who is also fearless, you know, when they had the ball in his hands and has a great idea about what's going on before they even line up, has great command, you know, ball placement. you know, all of those sort of things, I think, contribute to having or being a great quarterback in this league. Of course, like you have to be able to have all those things work simultaneously in order for you to, you know, succeed. And I've seen, you know, Tom Brady's, the Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, all those guys have a certain level of high football IQ, talent, right? And that talent looks differently between each one of them. But then they also all have like that fearlessness about them. Like, you know, when they hit that field, they know they prepare well, that they're the best, you know, thing walking. And I think, yeah, that's what I see most.
Ravens, October 27th. What makes Lamar different? What makes him so difficult?
Lamar, unscheduled throws, things that you can't necessarily game plan for, things that will only appear on Sundays in that moment. And that is the scary part. You know, I think for all players, we thrive off of anticipation, tendencies. And when you have a Lamar Jackson, yes, some of that exists, but the other part that makes him is you can't necessarily replicate. You can't find it anywhere else. It's just him. And I think that's what makes him special. It's like, you know, he has the dual threat, whether, you know, he can dominate you through the air, right? And he's very streaky, or, you know, he takes the game over with his legs.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we had some noise yesterday from Syracuse, in which Kyle McCord went off in a 38-22 win over Ohio. 4 touchdowns, 354 yards for the former Ohio State QB, and Orange head coach Fran Brown after the game essentially thanking Ryan Day for his new slinger.
I mean, Kyle's a good football player. You seen it right there. I just sent Ryan Day a bottle of champagne for allowing us to get him. It's pretty cool.
Great move. Great move. When you hear a coach say something like that, does that affect you at all, Rodney? I mean, not as a player. I mean, what's your opinion on hearing that?
I need to run the clip back.
When he says what he says, like, he know, there's no way on earth Syracuse is ever going to have to play Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't have to worry about any of that stuff, because even like bowl games, it's never going to happen. You get, if you're Fran Brown, you get a quarterback you probably wouldn't have been able to get before. Kyle McCord is a high-level quarterback for a place like Syracuse. For a place like Ohio State, no, he's not. Obviously, he wasn't good enough to be able to carry the mantle for him. But a place like Syracuse is obviously high-level. Did you, by the way, what did you think of Will Howard?
I thought he was decent. I think they're going to run the ball a lot more with him in big games. Like, he will be an asset. He will be a weapon. As far as, like, everything else, I don't think he's not nearly the type of guy that's going to put a team on his back, carry him to a national championship, but they don't need him. That's not why they went and got him. I mean, remember, he got banged up last year, and then at one point got benched, you know,
when do they play?
Little Man, what do you call it? The Little Apple, what do you call it? Kansas State.
Manhattan.
Yeah, so he had times last year where he struggled, but I think his legs are going to be a huge asset for them. I was not impressed with the offensive line in that game either.
Well, I still don't think you got to worry that much about the offensive line, at least for another couple of weeks. Worry that much. I told you about Michigan sucking up the room on the offensive line on Saturday. They were playing Fresno State, and I told you one of their best players isn't even there anymore. I mean, they're not even that. Don't worry about it, at least not yet. I still think he's going to be pretty vanilla until Oregon. Do you pay attention to that? You went to Virginia. Do you pay attention to college football?
I do. I'm kind of in and out right now.
Virginia's a smart school, though.
We won.
At least we got that
dub.
Doesn't happen that often.
Okay.
I gotta say it now, don't I?
They beat Richmond.
Hey, this is a new year. So I like, you're only as good as your last game. And right now we're sitting 1-0. We beat the Richmond Spiders. Did what we needed to do. Good performance. I like how we looked offensively, defensively, and on team. So I'm satisfied. I'm good this week.
All right. Tone, what did you want to ask Rodney before we came back?
Without giving away the state secrets, you guys have the day off today anyway, and I imagine, you know, the game planning, we'll get to the nitty-gritty tomorrow, but, CeeDee Lamb, I mean, he's one of the high-profile guys. He had almost 1,800 yards last year.
Oh, yeah.
He is that safety valve, too. I mean, Dak and him have a great, great chemistry. How tough is it? You go up against great receivers every week, it seems, but how tough is it going up against him?
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb, like you said, is a very dynamic player, somebody that, gains your attention immediately, one with the stats, but then obviously when you turn on the film and you see how him and Dak work, they have great synergy. You can see the connections there. They spend a lot of time, and, he's a problem. And so we definitely have him circled at all times and knowing exactly where he is on the field. And there are some tells, which is good for us, and understanding, where they place him, you can have a good idea about what is going to happen next. So that's where film study is going to come in. We will have our hands full this week, and we understand the challenge that we're up against.
That Ravens game last year, we've had an entire offseason and half of last season of where we're looking forward to see what we have with Deshaun Watson. Does last year's second half of the Ravens game mean anything to players about the confidence level you might have in him this season, or is it just like, we're all turning a page and we're moving forward?
Absolutely.
Does mean something?
Absolutely. And when you that was a very defining moment for us, not only, we're speaking about four, but as a team. I thought that was a defining moment for us, going into hostile territory, division opponent, the way that game started, and for us to rally, stay together, and then to top it off, one of the great performances I've seen in a half by a quarterback in this league, on top of what we did on defense, the turnover that was needed. We needed every play of that game, and that showed me everything I needed to know about Deshaun in that moment. And then to hear that he did all of that battling a season-ending injury, I'll go to war with that, every single week. And so I think that was a great demonstration about what we all can look forward to. And that should leave everyone, in Cleveland feeling hopeful and feeling good about the leader that's at hand that'll be taking the field this upcoming Sunday.
I'm going to ask you about your Thursday night pick coming up here in a second. ChangeOurFuture.org. Tell me about your charity that you run.
Yeah, so my charity, I don't run it by myself. I run it with my teammate, my wife, Erica McLeod. It's something that we embarked on back in 2020 where, we wanted to really remove a lot of the labels and disparities that exist in underserved communities. And we both have a passion for kids, and we want our kids to win. And for us, we do it through exploratory learning and experiential learning through areas of mentorship, leadership, and educational programs such as STEM. And just feel like we want to create a better, future for them and a better tomorrow. So a lot of our efforts that we spend are putting our kids first and making them feel seen, know they matter, and that they're all champions.
ChangeOurFuture.org is the website, by the way. All right, final one, Chiefs-Ravens on Thursday. Who do you have?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. This is a real good game. I'm going to give the edge to the Chiefs.
Wow. I'm taking Ravens.
Hey,
so be it.
I want the Chiefs to go ahead and come out victorious. That's a division opponent. Go ahead and give them 0-1 start. And Mahomes and the boys get it done for us.
Jeff, fun?
Man, I did. That went fast. Came in. I was a little shaky.
You were. You're nervous. You sounded great. You sounded great, but you were nervous at first.
Yeah, but we got into rhythm, so I'm looking forward to next time.
That's good.
All right, good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, Rodney McLeod in studio today and every Tuesday. The Smart Choice Windows and More studio. Coming up tomorrow, it's Wednesday already. That means we go around the AFC North.
Let's go. They're feeling like football around here.
Is it? Because the fans didn't make it feel like that today.
I think it'll change. Like
it. All right. Well, right I hope there. So. I sure as hell hope so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.